A tuatahi tautokoranga mihi kia tātou, tēnā koutou katoa. Kia Ngāti Whātua, mai te wā i tāmai au, i tāmaki makaurau i ngā tau o te ono te kau. Nā rātau, ahau i tautoko, i manaaki, i tiaki, tainoa ki tēnī rangi. Nā reira, e pita, e hāhi koutou, neira, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou. Nā reira, kei ngā tā, me ngā kahurangi, me ngā would-be tās, would-be kahurangi, tēnā koutou katoa. He honore tēnei kia mihia tiki a koutou. Waiho te taha ki ngā mate kua mihia kua tangihia, rātou ki a rātou. Tātou, te hunga ora ki a tātou, tēnā koutou katoa. It's good to be here today, and I think the topic is really a great topic that we should embrace, because when we held our hui, various hui in the 80s, and many of those people are not here now, whether it was the hui whakatauira or the other hui that we're celebrating the birthday of, he hui nui tēnā, nā reira tēnā koutou. So anyway, six weeks ago, well, I stood and delivered my valedictory in Parliament. A couple of you were there. And so I just want to, because the topic is what it is, about the future and being prepared and arriving at that destination, because the destination has come to us because of how we have worked with our people and in the community, I thought I would refer to just a couple of lines out of my valedictory, which are about that. I've had a mukapuna, and I had several, but one mukapuna had another child. So this is my great grand mukapuna. I addressed him. He was in the whare, the parliament that day. Actually, he was making a noise during my speech. Anyway, in my address, I spoke to my great mukapuna. Ko tōna ingoa ko kanohi tūhanga kingi kopakau te haka o loto shuffles. So I got a few tipuna in there. And I said, e moko, in 30 years you can become the new leader of the Māori Party. You will have more than 20 Māori caucus members and be deciding which ones should be in Parliament and which ones should be in the Upper Treaty Senate, which 30 years ago began with our constitutional review. So tipini. Moko, in 30 years' time, you will be dealing with a super ministry called Whānau Ora. In my time, they had separate ministries for social development, education, employment, and so on. Moko, in 30 years' time, you will be dealing with the chief executive officers of Māori statutory boards all around the country, not just in Auckland. In my time, we had to have a hīkoi, we had to have lots of hui, and we had to have a scrap in cabinet to get the first one up and running in Auckland. In 30 years' time, moko, you will be dealing with a minister for the rights of Indigenous peoples negotiations. That's the one who replaced the Minister for Treaty of Waitangi negotiations after all the settlements were completed. In my time, when we got the declaration signed, they said it would not mean anything. By the way, that is what they said about the treaty as well. Moko, in 30 years' time, you will be dealing with the whare oranga ake units that we have created. Back in my time, they were called prisons, with no rehabilitation programs at all. Oh yes, moko, by the way, keep up with your English language, because in 30 years' time, te reo Māori will be the official language of New Zealand, spoken by all. And so, mokopuna, grow strong. You have much to do. So if we're talking about te pai tawhiti, then it is good to be thinking ahead like this. So by the time my great mokopuna is 31, he'll be part of a young Māori population that makes up the bulk of this country's workforce with a huge influence on the economy. He and his siblings will have an education that has prepared them to work in the upper echelons of the workforce. They will be able to apply their qualifications in a range of professions, whether it's growing the diversified assets of their hapū and iwi, working in the private sector, or operating in global partnerships. Because of the education and skills, they will earn more and live longer than my generation. And like many Māori, he and his siblings will be regular voters because they will understand the significant power they can collectively wield at the ballot box. A bit late for this time, but never mind, we'll have a look. They will choose to live in Aotearoa because countries like Australia will not be able to compete with the economic, social and cultural opportunities available to them in this country. Their diverse talents will see them performing our top kapahaka groups throughout New Zealand and overseas. They will regularly break new records in the national and international Iron Māori competitions that have taken over the country and spread across the globe. And just what will be the catalyst for our mokopuna living their full potential? Of course, it is leadership. And that is one of the considerations we must take into account here today. Leadership exercised and exhibited all the way along the whānau iwi continuum. Leadership premised on well-managed succession. Leadership based on robust process of identifying and grooming replacement leaders. If we need to ensure anything in the next 30 years, it is that we have stable, capable, inspirational and honest leadership to carry us through in the future and through time. Traditional and contemporary Māori leadership has been characterized by leaders who shared a vision, a sense of mission, and an agreed course of action. I am talking like this because I'm thinking that you are all here because you are leaders and potential leaders. They earned the respect, confidence, and loyalty of their followers through their inspirational leadership. Tomorrow we will require those same attributes along with the ability to instigate transformation. By that I mean we will need leadership that moves our people from wherever they are to do more than they originally intended and more than they thought possible. We will need transformational leadership that sets more challenging expectations and achievements and performance. So everybody, welcome to this hui. Welcome to the kaupapa e whakahuihui te tātou I tēnei rā, because I think it is a very, very important. There are people in this room who attended the 1984 and the 1981 ahui whakatauira hui taumata. And there are many and most have passed away from that time. But at those hui, people were gathered with a mission, an idea in mind, and going forward. And today we have transformed the languages of New Zealand as a result of some of those ideas by those people who attended those meetings. You or your ancestors or your aunties and uncles were there. They were the leaders of all tribes. And they came and they had young people with degrees who helped advise nurses, doctors, business people, lawyers, every kind of young person. But the main people were our leaders. And you know what that did? That united our leaders. Because government did not trade with us at that time. We were out. Our tribal groups were out of the loop. And government instead traded with groups that they invented with statutory bodies, Māori graduates, Māori business people as individuals and so on, but not with who we are and what we are. Iwi, hapū, whānau, marae, which you can never be anything else than that. So here we are today. So what of leadership? What of tomorrow? What of the pai tawhiti? And how do we get it closer to you? You know, farming in New Zealand began when a group of Maoris went to Australia and learned about sheep farming and came back and started some farms up north. And that began our farming history. Maori, young Maori with enterprise and courage did that by themselves. The coming of us, our people from the northern Pacific over the generations in a waka tradition, crossing the largest body of water in this globe, the Pacific, and settling it, bringing whole whānaus and people and settling them in the various islands of the Pacific, and then moving down later, later, and later to become the people of the Pacific. We are like a great continent, but we are linked by water and waka. But nevertheless, we are the Pacific. We are more than just the local person from the local village. And we have roots there. And that's really important. And one of the things that I want to talk about, just mention today, so that we understand that not only do we have an obligation, and you particularly as leaders and young leaders, many of you, you have an obligation to create a society where our people can flourish and be what they can to be. But you have a bigger obligation to take the world with you. I went to a hui in Rocky Mountains, and it was a hui on education, indigenous education. There were no less than 30 Maori from the Maori schools present at that hui. There were other Maori too. They didn't count. No, but seriously, we did count the Maori school ones there, just to do a bit of a brag. And there were 30, you know, from Turukina, Queen Vic. I think St. Stephen's had someone there. No, okay. Anyway, it was amazing. And there were the speakers at all of hui that were popping up and putting out these ideas. It's the same spirit that crossed the Pacific by people who were the greatest marine engineers of their time to construct craft with 2 inches of freeboard to manage the waves and currents of the Pacific. They were astro-navigators. As we know now what that means with our wakas recreated to take the journeys, particularly the last batch where mostly women-manned waka went all over the South Pacific. We have this knowledge, we have this background, but more importantly, we have the entrepreneurship in our blood. So these people crossed the Pacific. They knew what the wind meant. They knew which birds and what birds when they saw them, where they were from and what they meant. The fishing skills and the actual sailing skills. And today, we call ourselves Maori, with all our relations, beginning with the Cook Islanders and going right through Eastern Polynesia, then Polynesia, Melanesia, and so on, right up into the Asian area. I took a group, it was an honor for me to take about 35 Maori business entrepreneurial people, some may be in this room, to Malaysia. And when we got to Malaysia, we'd named our week Lima Mata Ika, 5 eyes of the fish, 5 fish eyes. It was a trade delegation, but we didn't take a container full of fish eyes, so it wasn't very easy. We called it that because in Malay, Lima Mata Ika is Lima Mata Ika. We are still that close that our languages have all the cognacy, not only in words, but also in phrases such as the one. We are them, and they are us. And when we got there and saw the closeness of our physical looks, the relationship from our soldiers who went across when they had the big incident in Malaysia. And we put flowers on the grave of Maori soldiers who fell and so on. And all the ceremonies of welcome, going to their traditional villages where there was no money and seeing how they have survived and what community really is in those circumstances. We knew this was us and we are them. And because of that, trade opportunities opened for Maori and for New Zealand and for your universities. All the universities, most of them, we took over. And they did well with their bargaining for students and cross-purpose things. So people, the same thing happened in China when we took Maori to China. China, there's a story I tell about the size of China and why we went there. And I'll tell it today, but I will never tell it again because I told it too much. But I know that some of you haven't probably heard this story, but what we have is the Maori edge. We say we have a taniwha economy. Economy based around whānau, hapū, iwi, but about being Maori. That is our taniwha economy. And you know that recently our study showed that rather than have 16 billion, we actually had 37.9 billion dollars in the Maori economy. It's well over 40 billion at this time. So there is a sizable chunk there that's helping take New Zealand forward and has helped take it out of the recession that it was stuck in. But in China, we coined the phrase the taniwha economy and the Maori edge in business. People, you have this edge in your culture because every time we meet, like today, we pōwhiri each other. It's absolutely essential. You could not hold a conference here like this without acknowledging those who have gone, those who have come into this place, by the people of this place or the people not of this place. Those are our deep structure beliefs and customs. And by that we have lived and by that we will continue to live together, side by side, and sharing. So how do we apply that to China? We go straight to Beijing. We meet with the relevant ministers and we say to them, here we are. We came from here, now we've returned. We are you, you are us. And it's so important to make the first contact with you before we go to Guizhou and meet your minorities, before we go to Guangdong and other places and so on. And they accept that and open the doors for us to have a fruitful visit while we're there. Now, it mightn't sound like much to you, but it actually is something a lot of people don't do, a lot of New Zealand business delegations don't do, is to touch, acknowledge your integrity of your visitors, of your hosts, and establish your integrity right at the outset, and your honesty, and your concerns. We had a meeting with a China Development Bank, and they were angry because Maori had fought against the sale of the Crayfa farms to China. And they were saying, why would you come to us when you've stopped the sale at that time of the farms to us? And we just said, the land is our mother and the sky is our father. One hosts us, the other nurtures the host. And by that's how we live. Would you sell your mother? And after a little bit of talk, oh, great pat on the back and looking at different opportunities of investment and stuff like that. So it is by staying with our culture that we're able to make that ground. So people, it's a pleasure for me to begin this conference. Whether you are one of the people that went to one of those earlier huis in the 80s, and some of you are, and you're doing great leadership roles, or whether you're a young person just moving through the departments, as people do, or whatever, then think on it. What are you? What is your role in future? And te paitawhiti. How will we be in 2040? And what would your contribution be to that as a leader? So thank you very much for the chance to be with you today. Tēnā koutou, tēnā tātou katoa.